This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Health insurance companies are busy these days, busy writing checks. By the end of the next week, it's expected some 7 million consumers will start seeing $330 million worth of rebates. That averages out to around $80 a family. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains how these rebates work.
There's a simple reason why Obamacare architects created this insurance rebate provision, often called the 80-20 rule.
This is really a protection against insurers trying to gouge people.
Larry Levitt is with the Kaiser Family Foundation. And according to the federal government, the new rule saved consumers nearly $4 billion in premiums last year. Levitt says it's changed the nature of the insurance business.
It's in effect putting a cap on overhead and profits, and that's a pretty dramatic step that I think people don't fully appreciate.
The public might not, because most of us won't ever see a dime. If you get coverage at work, your company gets the refund or a credit towards next year's coverage. What about people who buy insurance themselves? Matthew Isles with Avalere Health says they might not see any money either.
You still might not get a rebate check because it's based on the group of individuals who are enrolled in a particular product, not each individual consumer.
And it's clear fewer and fewer people are getting those checks. When the 80-20 rule began in 2011, insurers paid out more than $1 billion in rebates. This year, it's a third that much. Isles says the industry has clearly figured out how to maximize profits under the new system.
It's almost pixie dust, really, if you think about the amount of premiums that insurers collect in hundreds of billions.
Paula Wade with Health Leaders Interstudy says with profits from premiums more limited, the industry is targeting consumers.
They do things like increase cost sharing. They'll increase deductibles that have to be paid before you get any benefit.
Wade says even though millions of us may be getting a little something-something in the mail from our insurer soon, she says consumers are paying more and more to be insured. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
On Wall Street today, as we said, markets were not so happy with those Amazon results. Details when we do the numbers.